Welcome to Beverage Chronicles. I'm Gary Monteroso. My co-host Michelle Lamb is off this week. She'll be returning shortly. Each week, we bring you the latest beverage news plus smart consumer tips to help you buy better. Whether you're choosing beer, wine, spirits, or zero-proof options, I'm going to dive into what's new, what's noteworthy, and what's worth bringing home. This is Beverage Chronicles. I'm going to get right into this. We have an interview with three people representing a relatively new product that is making the scene, actually nationally, seeing some positive responses. It's an award-winning beverage. We're going to tell you all about it. And after that interview ends, I want you to stick around because we have somewhat of a programming announcement that we're going to be making. So let's get started. On Beverage Chronicles, we like to present new beverages, new concepts, some ideas for you to think about, and perhaps products for you to try. And there's one that's come across our way that's getting a lot of favorable publicity. And this is an Italian craft gin called Il Dottore, which literally means the doctor. This is known as a citrus forward type gin with a contemporary dry style, smooth texture. And I know it works well with some classic cocktails. One thing I know about this particular gin is that in 2023, it gained some really powerful industry recognition, including gold medal at the Bartender Spirits Award. Again, that was in 2023. So this gin is positioned as a premium sipping gin and a versatile mixing spirit. I have three guests in the studio with us today, and I'll introduce them one at a time. Agnes, let's start with you. Introduce yourself, Agnes.
Hi, I'm Agnes, and I am, I would say, a serial entrepreneur. Although spirits is my passion, and I've been in the spirits business for more drinking than I think selling for a really long time. So when people ask me why did I create a gin, it's because I do love drinking. So
yeah, you're being very candid with us, and we love that. Ludovica, how are you?
I'm very good. You?
Thank I'm you fine. For Thank you. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Italian as the gin. And I am responsible for all marketing initiative.
Excellent. And Brian Jackson. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having us. My name is Brian. I came from the music world long before I was ever in spirits. I toured in Europe. I functioned as a DJ over there. And one of the takeaways that I had was I fell in love with the nightlife, bar culture, cocktails, which brought me to the U.S., where I kind of got in with Agnes and the team here. And, after a long time in retail, we started developing brands. Il Dottore was a passion project, and we love to keep working with it.
That is a great story. I didn't realize that you did some DJ work overseas. Amazing. Very cool. Now, this gin, as we mentioned, is distilled in Italy. And this is, to any of you three, this is a small family-run distillery. Is that correct?
I can reply to that. When we start thinking about our gin, we wanted a gin that was meant to be shared. And so when we start looking for partners in various locations for possible distilleries, we wanted to choose a distillery or a place that would also respect our values. And the values is the one to get people together. And that's why we went to Italy. And that's why we choose a distillery that are family run and small batch, because that's also where we felt home. And that's the idea behind the gin.
What is the lodge? Now, the name is Il Dottore, which means the doctor. What is the relationship between that name and doctors, physicians? Tell me the connection.
Well, I think during the Renaissance period, gin used to be considered a medicinal tonic, and it was used in everything like would knock out supposedly a lot of sicknesses. So that was really where the concept of Il Dottore and gin coming from. A doctor came from.
This gin is not like a more traditional London dry gin, correct?
Yes, it's not. It's a little it's softer, and we did a little less juniper in it, and Brian can actually speak to the botanicals that we used, but we actually wanted something that could be easy to drink. But most people's reaction to gin is always like, oof, this smells like alcohol. And I wanted something that people would smell and taste and say, oh, this is interesting. So that's what we created with this gin.
Ryan, how about that? Get into the botanicals.
Absolutely. So, Il Bettore, we prioritize having a softer, more rounded profile, which low juniper, as Agnes mentioned, it's still there. From my years in retail, I can tell you the number one thing that I've always heard when it comes to gin is it smells like a Christmas tree. So, our gin decidedly does not smell like a Christmas tree. So, we have a lot of floral notes. We added elderflower, sageflower. It really kind of works well with the muted juniper. There's some familiar friends in there, elderflower, sorry, angelica root and nutmeg. So, we've a pretty rounded nose, and just taking a sip. I mean, it's a great gin to sip by itself. It's soft, it's friendly. When I'm tasting people in store, my favorite way to tell them is it's got like a really light cereal grain with like a great citrus finish. We made it accessible, we made it for anybody. Even if you don't like gin, you'll find something you like in this bottle.
Now that is a great explanation because gin is one of those polarizing type beverages. You hear people say either they like it or they really can't stand it.
Yep,
That's true.
absolutely.
That's true. We do hear a lot of that. And normally, and the first time I started showing the bottle to people, outside of the fact that people love the bottle, that was the only way that some of them would even consider trying it. Because the moment you say gin, they would bring up a very bad experience with gin. So kind of had to for not force them, but say, but you gotta try it. And so far, I've had people who don't like gin at all say that they actually like this one
That's
in a
great.
cocktail and on its own.
Get back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the show. We talked about the gold medal that you guys won at the Bartender Spirits Awards. What did that mean for the team and for the product?
I mean, it was great because for me, the intention was really to create a gin that could create great cocktails. Also, because I knew that gin wasn't very easy to drink. I mean, I loved it and I would drink it in every form, but for many people, it was just not very easy to drink. So when we created this, I mean, of course, it was, we always say born in Italy, made for the world, because the idea is with the gin, you could mix it with anything really that comes from the world, any ingredient. And the Bartender Spirits Award kind of proved that point that it was easy to mix in a cocktail.
If I had to put you on the spot and say, give me a cocktail, a desert island cocktail to make with this gin, what would you say?
A desert island cocktail
Yeah.
to be made with the gin. Let's see. It depends on what island, though. So if we were in the Philippines, and which is where I'm from, so supposedly right now Filipinos are the number one drinkers of gin in the
Oh
world.
my, I didn't know that.
So if it were in the Philippines and I run a desert island, I would hope that there is a fruit called a calamansi, and it would actually mix very well with the gin. So it'd be like a it would almost be like a Tom Collins type
Okay.
cocktail. So that's what I would do.
How about a Negroni?
Well, a Negroni too. Yes, absolutely. Well, that's my favorite cocktail. So
Okay. And how about working with chefs? Have you done any work with chefs in either pairing the gin with food?
yes. So when we did a dinner last year, and we were kind of introducing, I was introducing the gin to some people. We hadn't officially launched it yet. I had asked a friend of mine, a restaurant down on 87 Ludlow, and I asked him, I challenged him, and I said, look, you're a Filipino, here's an Italian gin, create your magic, find a pairing. And he created 10 dishes for that paired with a gin.
Wow, and how did that go over?
Very well.
Now, in my world, which is craft beer, we occasionally do pairings of different foods with beer. And one that we've done in our industry is chocolate pairings with beer. Have you done anything like that with your gin?
Yes, we have. And actually, it was at that same event that we did last year where I suggested that let's do something non-traditional. Let's pair the gin with chocolate. And I actually worked with a chocolate company in New York, also woman-owned, and she comes up with like these fabulous chocolates and was able to find the perfect pairing. So she found six chocolates that paired very well with the gin.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely amazing. I bet the audience was blown away by that,
They were really surprised. Nobody ever thought of pairing a gin and chocolate.
Absolutely. Holy cow. I think you've kind of addressed this, but let's talk about myths surrounding gin. What is there something to, I'll throw this open to any of you three. Is there a myth about gin that you'd like to bust on the air right now?
I touched on it previously. that gin tastes like Christmas trees. It does
Yeah.
not. We love the scent of pine, but gin definitely does not. It's such a broad, diverse category that we kind of always say, hey, you just haven't found the right one yet. And even from working from this brand, I started out in whiskey. I fell in love with gin in Louisville, Kentucky, of all places, because at the end of doing barrel picks, I'd be so exhausted of whiskey, I'd go to the bartender and say, hey, what do you got that's different? And it would be gin. And I absolutely fell in love with it once you take the time, once I took the time to experience it in different cocktails. So the biggest myth, it does not have to taste like a Christmas tree.
And that was one of the hang-ups for me personally. Gin was one of the last spirits that I really got turned on to because I had always been put off by the, as you said, quote, Christmas tree comparison. But I found one several years ago, and I'd be darned if I can remember what it is, that I really, really enjoyed because that taste, that fragrance was kind of muted a bit.
Yeah, there have been some great entries over the years. Empress, which is one that comes to mind, I found was a great entry point for a lot of people. It was a lighter gin, but what they did was they used the butterfly pea plant extract and it changed colors. And I find now when I'm dealing with customers that it's actually an easy reference point because a lot of people had experienced gin through that. This kind of builds. We have the palate, but we don't have, that this is a more elevated version of that style of gin. And we find a good connection point just through referencing, hey, we're a sweeter gin, we're a lighter gin.
I do want to ask you about this. You are very much into supporting charities. Can you explain? Can you tell us a little bit about some of the work you do with different organizations?
So Il Dottore Gin, 25% of the profit right now goes to support anti-human trafficking causes and autism awareness, partly because for me, these causes are the closest for me because as a Filipina, there are many people that work around the world and are subject to a lot of human trafficking. So I just decided I wanted to create awareness around that. And on the autism side, a lot of my classmates in high school, one specifically that I'm very close to, she was worried about like, what's going to happen to my son when I pass away. So her journey was actually what has inspired me to put some of the funding that hopefully we hope to generate as the business grows into causes like that to be able to support them as to support autism, people who suffer from autism, for a longer period of time.
Oh,
So.
that's excellent. Congratulations on that. I know I have a couple friends from the Philippines, and I know they just went through another massive typhoon over there.
Yes.
And our prayers and thoughts are directed toward them. So I think that's remarkable what you're doing. Thank you for doing that. What is next? What's next for the company, Il Dottore? Looking at any maybe new surprises, releases coming down the road?
Well, we'd like to continue our global gin designation and kind of get out there a little bit more. So we have our eyes set on EU, UK for 2026. And a couple fun things that I can tease is we have something in the works around one of our favorite cocktails, which is an aloe strawberry cocktail. So we have
Oh
something
my.
in the works inspired by that. And we
We
also have
also, yeah, we also have a calamansi yuzu liqueur that we are working on as well.
If people are interested in getting more information or purchasing the product, give us some help there.
The easiest
Brian.
way would be through our Instagram. We have a link in the bio through thespiritshop.com where we have Il Dottore. We ship to most states. I think it's something like 46 through our distribution partners. And that'll also give you a lot more information about our charitable endeavors, what the bottle supports. But that's the best direct way to get a bottle of Il Dottore for now.
That is excellent. And Ludovica and Agnes and Brian, we really thank you for joining us on Beverage Chronicles. Congratulations, A, on the product and B, on your charitable work. And I applaud you for all of that.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you for
thanks.
having us.
Yes, thanks for joining us. That's Il Dottore Gin. Take a look for it because it's really starting to make its mark all around the country. Now, I promised you at the beginning of the show we're going to have a bit of an announcement, and that is that we are going to be adding a video element to Beverage Chronicles. So we're going to be setting up a YouTube channel for Beverage Chronicles with short little segments, and we'll be uploading them every so often. I expect this is going to begin around the first of the year. And another place where you're going to be able to find us is through our Resilient Radio Stream outlet located in Michigan. And we thank them for kind of planning the idea in our heads, and we talked about it, all of us, and we decided it might be a pretty good idea. So look for that after the first of the year. And that's it for this week's episode of Beverage Chronicles. Gary Monteroso saying see you next week.